most afraid you've ever been? Think about it. And I find that the older I get, the things that long ago I was afraid about, they seem like nothing now. Are you that way? You know, school just started and some kids are afraid the first day of school. They don't want to go. Yeah. And then, you know, when kids grow up and they go off to college, now mom and dad is afraid. And it seems like, you know, there's always something in our life, around us, even the politics of the day, or the threat of war and all of that kind of stuff, it seems like we could live fearful every day. Right? For the first 10 years of ministry, I was afraid. I couldn't eat breakfast. If I ate, it didn't stay down. I was so nervous being in front of people. It was terrifying. You're going to be up in front. Are you nervous? Nah, good. And I realized that being afraid is a little bit of evidence of where's your focus. The disciples had watched Jesus feed 5,000 men, plus women, plus children, and that was awesome. He did it with some fish and bread, and that was it. And then they gathered 12 baskets, and they were full of food, portions and chips and everything. Wow! The people had wanted to make him king. And so that's why Jesus tells them, the disciples, you get in the boat, you go to the other side, I will join you there, I will meet you there. And he dismissed the crowd, and he gets them to go on in life, and the people, we learn from scriptures, that they felt afraid because they didn't like the kings they had. And he was a king who provided them with something for their stomach. But Jesus dismissed the crowd because he's not meant to be solely and totally just that kind of king, the king of food. And so he went up on the mountain and he prayed. And it doesn't tell us the words that he prayed. And he stayed there for a while. And now it's the late watch. This is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. And Jesus has not slept. And the disciples have been rowing and rowing and trying to get to the other side. And they're a few miles from the shoreline that they left. And Jesus knew all the time what was going on with them while he prayed. And he walks out, and one of the gospel narratives says he was going to pass them by. In other words, the way he walked, if you were the human in the boat, you would have said, he's not going to stop. And at the same time, because they thought it was a ghost, they didn't want him to stop. I mean, who wants a ghost in the boat? And so they were afraid. And then you have the beautiful words of Christ. It's there in your bulletin in the gospel reading. He says to them, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Today is your confirmation day. And the message is for you to take heart. Jesus is with you. The first time there was a storm and the disciples were in the boat and Jesus was in the boat with them, they were still afraid. This time they're not afraid of the storm, but they're afraid of something else. And Jesus wasn't present physically and they became afraid. And the moment he comes and he announces his presence, it is I. The fears, especially like for Peter, Peter's the bold one, the fear just kind of evaporates it away. And I know in English it says, if it is you, kind of like questioning. But the better translation is because it is you, as it is you, since it is you. All Jesus had to do for Peter was command him to come, and Peter knew that by the very command of Jesus, he could walk on water. Have you ever tried that? No. That's because Jesus has not commanded us to walk on water. It's not in our mission statement. All members of grace will walk on water. But to show the power of Christ, Christ commanded Peter, come. One word, come. He didn't act like a coach. You can do this. You can do this. You're tough. Come on, Peter. Get out of the boat. Do it. Do it. You know. Didn't even have to do that. All Jesus did was one word, come, the command. And Peter gets out of the boat and walks to Jesus. And as long as he kept his focus on Christ, he did not sink. But what happened? He started looking out at the water and the wind and the waves and all of that. And he started to believe that that nature had more power than Christ. And when he started doing that, his focus went off of Jesus and he began to sink. Now I have a question for you. How do you begin to sink? I mean, how many of you have stepped off the edge, you know, into a pool? Did you begin to sink or did you just sink? Yeah. The very presence of Christ is holding Peter. And to teach him the power of Christ, Christ allows him not to sink like you and I would sink when we jump in a pool or when we step off the edge and go in the water, because it happens in the snap of a finger. But instead, Peter begins to lower, and Peter cries out then. He has time. See, if it was me on the edge of the swimming pool, I'm going to get a mouthful of water before I can yell. But Christ is right there with him. And Peter starts to lower. He starts to sink. The Bible says he beginning to sink. Peter cries out, help. And Christ grabs hold of him. And they both get back in the boat. They continue to walk on water to get back in the boat. We see the power of Christ. Truly you are the Son of God. We see his identity. And the fact that he wasn't going to be just king of food. He dismissed the crowd. And he wanted the opportunity to teach the disciples that even when I'm not in the boat, I am with you. And then he taught Peter especially, when you keep your focus on me, you have all you need. And when Jesus and Peter were back in the boat, the wave, the storm, the wind stopped. And when you're with Christ, you have peace. You have peace of heart and peace of mind. It is not determined by the environment, but it's determined by the very power and the comfort and the presence and the promises of Jesus Christ our Lord. When you and I are afraid, it's often because we have forgotten who's with us. When we're anxious and nervous, we have forgotten who's in charge. When we began a journey boldly, you know, I can't step too far, you know. When we began a journey boldly, you know, but the moment we take our focus off of Jesus, we become afraid. Today, I encourage you, this congregation encourages you, keep your eyes on Jesus. The Bible describes him the author and the perfecter of our faith. Keep your eyes on Christ. And when you are afraid, remember Christ is with you. And his promise, always. He even told the disciples, and lo, I am with you unto the end of the very age. Christ is with his people. And one day, when he calls us into the kingdom of heaven, we will be with Christ forever. Amen.